The world begins anew, starting now. I pick my kurta up off the floor and put it back on. The blood makes it stick to my skin. This is a soap opera. It can't be real. I walk back up the hallway toward the kitchen and press the wounds to see how deep they are. I feel panicked. I need to find a knife and break more glass with it. Instead, I remember that I dealt with a wound like this at Mutashi's clinic once, when we got a little girl who'd been bitten by a snake in a strange place, her solar plexus, down in the hollow between the shells of her breasts. I helped apply ointment and white bandaging in a cross. She looked like a little crusader. I become calm. This is what happened to me too. I don't know who put the snake in my bed. I just know I need to leave home right now because someone here means me harm. It might be seminar work. They say they're a humanitarian organization and not a terrorist one, but I've heard of them migrating south, targeting Kerala, though never so creatively. A snake in a bed. That's new. And already Mohini's voice is in my head, scolding me for blaming Ethiopians because of my family history, before I know anything really. Her voice is so strong. I have to remind myself every few seconds that we're not together anymore. We'd been planning a hero's journey as lovers. Sita and Rama, Beren and Luthien, Alexander and Hephaestion. Instead, I'll go alone. I'm already at the kitchen counter and pick up my satchel, which contains my scroll, mitre, and cash. I walk out the door and around the pukalam we've been growing by adding a new ring of blossoms for each festival day. The steps lead to the iron gate. The gate unlatches, and then I'm by the road, which is steaming from the monsoon. I hear gunfire in the distance. Mohini says, "Calm yourself. It's just the firecrackers of children celebrating Onam early." "You're right," I say. "I'm not in my right mind. I know this." My heart is pumping adrenaline instead of blood. I start walking, and physical realities calm me. Mist rising from the asphalt. Then the rain starts again, and I withdraw back into my head. I have to get used to being solo again if I'm going on this journey alone. I like company, but only the kind that doesn't ask me to explain myself. I'm simple. Do good, be good, feel good. I pass the cathedral, and the stone wall of the old town rises up on either side of the road. I pick up to a jog. My satchel bounces off my ass. I'm soaked. I can't get any wetter than I am. Gold and pink bougainvillea get in my face, and I raise my arm to protect myself. Here's another good reason for leaving home. There's so much shit blocking me down here, like vines. And even when it's not raining, the air is so thick in the south. It's like breathing coconut juice. My initial path is clear. I need to go north, to Mumbai, and given the concentration of Ethiopian migrants there, do some research. I have some college friends in the city. Mohan from the Campus Alliance for Women, Ashok from Indian Complit, Deepti from Rugby. I think she lives in one of the fancy high-rises near the Taj that collects rainwater for showers. I'm thinking of Deepti, muscled and dripping in her shower, when I realize I'm already approaching Vadakunata at the center of town. I don't remember the last 10 minutes. I digress, especially in crises. I reach round east, the road that surrounds the temple complex at the center of the city, and slow to a walk. I'm ringing the heart of the world. There are bright banners arching overhead to celebrate Onam, the end of the monsoon. It's Uttradam Day. We're supposed to buy vegetables today. I see a vendor I talked to just an hour ago and turn away before she sees me. I shouldn't speak to other people right now. I know I'm in a manic state, but it also feels like a sanctified state. I turn onto Round South, and there's a parade of children coming toward me, defying the rain like me. They're dressed in white and gold. They're not well organized. Some boys in the front are carrying a banner that says, "Thrissur Special Primary says welcome and bless us King Mahabali." But some rowdy girls are breaking rank and rushing forward, touching the ground and darting back in a game of inscrutable rules. I have to change my course to avoid them. One of the girls hails me, and I don't answer, so out of spite she calls me Blackie. Lovely. Another reason to leave. I pass Melody Corner, where Mohini gives voice and dance lessons, and take a left onto Kurupam Road. Distance grows between me and the heart of the world. Now there's the march of devotional icons all the way down to Station Road. Shiva and Jesus wear gold to see me off.